Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of joy. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the Book of Psalms, chapter 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
God's people had been through some really hard things. Their city was destroyed, and many of them were deported to a foreign place. No doubt this caused them to question God's faithfulness. But when God responded to rebuild what was broken and return them to their city, the people erupt with joy. Only people who have witnessed something torn down and rebuilt can appreciate the joy of which this psalm speaks. When something important to you is taken away and then you get it back, you know what it is to experience joy. When ruined things get put back together, you rejoice. And in sending Jesus, God announced that He was putting the world back together. He would redeem and restore and heal what sin had so thoroughly damaged. He would bring us back home into a relationship with Him. The coming of Jesus is indeed meant to signal joy to the world. For God is faithful, and even those who go out weeping will return with songs of joy. This psalm includes a powerful refrain. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. What are the great things that God has done for you? Surely this year, and maybe many years, have been difficult times. You may have lost some things or seen some things fall apart. But spend some time naming the great ways that you've seen God at work, even in the hard stuff. Call to mind the ways that you've experienced God's healing and how He's restored broken things in your life. Maybe share some time around the dinner table with family or friends, creating a list. And then you'll be able to proclaim, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." As we enter this moment of quiet, use this space to share with God the memories of the great things He's done for you. Let that bubble into thanksgiving as you reflect. May we carry these memories into our thoughts today. May our day be full of reflection on Your good works. May we share with others about the good work You've done, and may our joy increase as we give thanks to You. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent Reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song Joy to the World by Pentatonix by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you celebrate with newfound delight as you claim the joy of the Lord this Christmas season.